What's Up Fool Podcast. Welcome to the What's Up Fool Podcast. We're here every Friday morning or afternoon or whenever Lisa Esparza puts out the podcast. She's a busy woman. We got Rodrigo Torres, the co-host of the year.
Yeah, man. How you guys doing out there?
We're doing good, bro, man. Let's just start ranting right now.
Oh, yeah.
You got a rant you want to start?
I'm just tired
of bullshit? Tell me what you're tired of, bro.
What am I tired of? I'm tired of the fucking heat, dog. I swear to God, I couldn't fucking stand this summer. I was going to fucking go crazy, dog.
All right. Have AC, dog.
You're like a little Eskimo in there.
I'm tired of people, man, sending me e-funds me, bro.
Enough
with the e-funds me.
Collaborators.
Know? Some e-funds me, you know, you got to support. You know, someone starting a small business, you know, they're going to start a taco truck. They're going to do this. They're going to do something, you know. But these e-funds me, I saw one I read. It goes, my husband, I've been working for 20 years supporting his family. Making sure that we have enough clothes, making sure that we have enough to eat, paying the rent on time. And he's never taken a vacation.
Damn.
And we're asking for $7,000.
That's it.
So to take him and myself and our three kids on a trip to Hawaii.
That's the only where you want to
go? So can you please share this and let all your friends know that my husband, he's been through a lot.
Needs overtime.
Something I want to say this, Lim. Let me tell you something, bitch. In those 20 years, your husband couldn't save up $100?
Yeah, man. Get a little
piggy bank. What's 100 times 20, bro? 20,000?
Yeah, I was like, I'm retarded at math, dog. I'm not even going to lie.
How much? Okay, never mind then. He could have saved up more than that. What's the room? My microphone. My headphones. Hello? All right, I'm back.
All right, man.
Yeah, man. In those years, you know, he could have saved up money in 20 years, right?
Hell yeah, dude. I fucking saved money. Shit.
I mean, what kind of 4K plan they have at that job or whatever it's called?
401
plan. See, I don't know. I never had a job like that, bro.
Yeah, dude, but I mean, come on. 20 years, dude? Put some away, dog.
I mean, where were these people before eFundMe, bro? Where were they at it?
Fucking spending money, dog.
Begging their family?
Nobody cares, fool. Come on. You got a little bit of clout, dude, over there fucking trying to ride those motherfucking followers, dude.
I support eFundMe, you know, when it's real. Like, when legit. I feel like it's legit, like, a bunch of kids want to go play baseball. They need travel money because they made it this far and they got to go travel and they don't have plane trips. They ain't selling enough barbecues. I donate money for that.
That's cool.
The Ventura, a women's football league, they needed money. Their fees got raised. So they could, the Wolfpack of Ventura, they couldn't raise the money to play on their field.
Oh, Nacho Hubby.
Yeah, so I donated some little money for that. You know, but they're not going to e-fund me. She just put it out there on Facebook. Have you read any crazy ones?
Dude, just bullshit. not anything like ridiculous like that as far as somebody wants to go on vacation, but that's extracurricular activities, dog. If somebody needs like a leg or something, I get it, dog, you know?
I read another one that I said that she said that...
Go for it.
That... She's been living in her house for a long-ass time and taking care of her family. Her mother died. You know, a lot of problems, bro. A lot of problems. A lot of problems. But let's get to the money first. She needs $25,000 to save her home because it's going to go up for sale in like 2 months. And let me tell you something, man.
Oh, remind me.
Not enough money in the world is going to save that house if you don't know how to manage your money. You know? Someone's going to give you $25,000. You're going to go up to buy your house back? Come on, man. You're only going to come with $25,000? There's going to be people that are going to show up to buy your house with $200,000. They're going to show up with $1 million. They're going to overbid you $25,000. We like to bid $25,000 to buy our house. $25,000, $25,000, going twice. Yeah, $45,000. Oh, man, we should have asked for more money.
$55,000. Done.
I know, I've been through some hard times, bro. Hard times.
But you've always coped, though, huh?
I cope, bro. I've had some hard times, bro, where, like, I know even before Last Comic Standing, I knew that there has to be a budget, you know? Because without a budget, you don't have nothing. I learned that from Lisa. But even before I met her, I knew that I needed $100 a week to buy weed. Like, I had to have either $100. You know, to get the party started.
If you wanted to smoke.
So I would hustle hard, bro. Hustle hard, dog.
For that smoke.
Hang out with you and shit.
Yeah, man.
When you were slanging, bro, Ivan. But there's time I couldn't pay the rent, bro. But dude, I started selling jokes.
But you made it happen though, yeah. Right? It's like, dude, I mean, dude, I've had to sell my records, dog, to fuck pay rent, dog. And a little bass that I had, dog. Just fucked up shit like that.
I remember you sold the bass, dog, but I didn't know the records.
Yeah, I had to sell the records too, because, dude, what am I going to go? Go to my mom and dad's house and beg for money? Fuck that.
Who am I, your brother?
But you know what I mean?
It's funny, there's some, like, there's like, when there's family members who are like, I never been that guy. I think only one time, dude, I ain't going to lie. I was cracked out, and some dude from my hood, he gave me money. He gave me drugs to sell. He told me that I was supposed to give him back a certain amount, but at the end of the night, I think I smoked it all or spent the money, bro, and didn't have the money. So this was a guy that I could easily beat up, but I didn't want to go that route, you know? I wanted to pay him. So, bro, embarrassing. My mom was working at the elementary school at 2nd Street. And I went over, and then she was working with a bunch of kids, you know, playing basketball, right? Fool. I went over there, cracked out, dirty. And I asked my mom, she could loan me $60.
She give it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And then what? Guess what?
What happened?
They didn't pay the guy.
You went to go keep the party going?
What a loser, bro.
Problem time.
Oh, my God, dude. I went to go buy drugs in some other neighborhood, so they wouldn't know where I was. But damn, bro. I remember it was practically like I was lying, dog. Me van a matar.
You're a fucking dick, dog. So your mom had to fork it over. She would have given it to you anyways. But is this young Felipe or is this like after?
This is 20s Felipe.
Oh, okay. Nah, fool.
Me van a matar. They're going to kill me and... You know, she was bullshitting. Like, who's going to queue for $60?
Not even worth it.
I didn't even know how to beg, dog. It was some guy they called Trigger. Damn. He got shot. He got killed.
So then the debt was...
No, he got killed after it was a rehab. But I remember, like, he came looking for me. And I thought he was going to, like, get physical. But keep in mind, man, I could beat this guy up. But I just didn't want to look bad, you know, in front of him. But I remember, man, going, you know, it's funny when you're a crackhead, man. If you want to know how a crackhead really works, watch Samuel Jackson in Jungle Fever. That's like the way he acts in front of his mom for money, that's the way my brother acted. That's the way I acted. I got to the school, and first of all, I play it off like I was there to help her, right?
You started picking up balls and shit?
Yeah, I started picking up balls, starting a game with the kids, playing with them, getting my heart rate going and shit. And then, when it was ready to grow, it was dark. I told myself, I'm either going to borrow, she's either going to give me the money, or I'm going to take her purse, old school.
Oh, my God, dude. You already had that one?
So, I started playing with the kids first. Oh, yeah, this and that and shit. But then I got the cash, the $50. And I remember I didn't pay that fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So instead of going down, you went back up again.
Yeah, that was that time, bro. That was that time. I don't think I ever remember another time where I had to really, like, beg.
You ever sell blood? Plasma?
Fool, I tried.
I sold plasma twice.
Motherfucker, bring that diabetes blood. Bring that blood full of sugar. Bro, me and the Enos, it was Ronnie Enos. I shouldn't be saying their names, but yeah, they were Native Americans.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Pima Papago tribe out of Tucson, Arizona. Bro, these fools told us, Yeah, Batman. I know this place right there on Main Street where you could donate blood, plasma, all kinds of shit. Cartilage.
Cartilage?
I don't know, dog.
You can biopsy so up
it was
here,
on,
dog.
I was on Main Street. And right now, bro, if you go to that Main Street, it used to be like a movie theater that showed porns. I think the last real good movie they showed there was Raging Bull.
Damn.
That's the last good movie. After that, they show porns. But now they show it's an independent movie. It's an independent film. So that place was all blue, and they have blood right there, right? And I didn't know that you have to be sober to donate blood.
Yeah, you can't be
You can't be
up.
All sucio, bro.
Nah, dude. You
we can't get be there, and it was closed, bro. And it was like $20 for plasma and like $30 to donate blood.
Come back here tomorrow.
I was ready, dog. But on the way home, we ended up jacking somebody, and then we found some, I don't know.
Fuck.
But somehow we would always find a way, you know, like somehow find a way to get high. So I always had a budget, man. Getting back to the budget. Then I met Lisa, and she really know how to budget, bro. Like a pie graph and shit. pie graph, we got this money. Like she would like come home. Well, before we were living together, but I knew like she would get all her tip money together from the Laugh Factory or the Ice House, wherever she was working, and a lot of cash, bro. Pa 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 pa, rack it up, stack it up. But and she will break it down. Okay, this is going for some of my rent. This is going for this. This is going for that. I don't know. People don't do that, huh?
Nah, dude. And I
never did that before. When I was like working with Gabriel Iglesias and I was getting paid, I just knew that I had to pay my rent and that's it. So I put that money inside, but I never saved anything.
Yeah, for anything else? Dude, they used to show it to you in like high school, dude. They don't do that shit anymore. Or your parents.
They didn't show me in high school.
Yeah, bro. Dude. The old school, how to balance a checkbook, dude.
Nah, man, nobody taught me nothing.
Yeah, I learned that shit in retail marketing, dog. Dave Jones.
Dave Jones?
Yeah, that was the name
from the monkeys?
Nah, fool. The name of a teacher out there in Riverside back in the day. There he is, dog. Well, how about the Dodgers, dog?
What?
You haven't talked about it? They lost, you know?
Oh, man. It was sad, bro.
That little shorty dog, Altuve, man.
I went to game, what was it, game five?
In
game six?
Houston?
Game six. And they won. Yeah. What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up? That's my buddy over there. Steve is going to shoot some photos of you, man.
What's happening?
Go for it, bro.
Come on, shoot away, man.
Photo.
Machine gun us, bro.
Yeah.
I thought it was Steven Glickman at first. Oh, shit. I didn't return the phone call the other day.
He just showed up on you.
I went over there at the studio in a corner Felipe.
Whoa.
That's why I love when you don't return someone's call and they call you on it in the hall, like at the store. They're like, hey, man, you didn't call me back. Yeah.
Well, I hate when I give somebody my phone number and usually not my number. And then they call, bro, right away. Who are you, bro? What are you calling? What are you checking right away?
Oh, dude.
If you really want to call me, check the phone number, tell me what you want now. Don't waste time. Or when somebody goes, hey, man, I need to talk to you. No, you don't, man. Leave a fucking message.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to you, bro. You ain't no manager. You ain't bringing no money into my life. You fucking tell me what the fuck you want now.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk to you about something. No, you don't. No, you don't, bro. There's nothing to talk about, bro. We haven't talked in years.
Johnny come lately, dog.
Yeah, man. Or a man. Yeah, I mean, Felipe, man, I've been thinking about, man, we should collaborate on this. Collaborate, bro. When the last time you wrote something?
Yeah.
And then you show up with a notepad with nothing on it, bro.
Collaborate means let me jump on your hot steam right now. Hey, you got shit going on.
Hey,
let me collaborate.
Hey, Dean. I love your work, man. Can you get Bill Burr to come to our show, too?
Yeah. That's a classic one, right?
That's a classic one,
They call
bro.
You up and they go like, and then they don't even ask you to do their show.
Oh, bro.
They go, hey, this guy called me a couple weeks ago. And he's like, hey, you think I could, you could ask Burr if I could open for him? I go, dude, I'm fucking,
a call back.
Yeah. Hey, can I take
your
job?
I'm wondering what the fuck did I do.
Give you a little Neil.
Crazy, man.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, this is a classic one right here, man. I got a call back one time and the guy said, hey, man, you still have a line on Gabriel Iglesias? Yeah, fuck him. Nah, I have no line for him. But then you know, like, they wanted him, bro. Like some guy he's gonna have a comedy show at the Ontario Improv with some wrestlers.
Yeah,
and they were gonna have like a bunch of wrestlers or comedians, right? And I finally tell him, I'm right here, motherfucker.
I know,
you
right?
Know, I need the fucking gig.
They just run shit by you.
And then they wonder when you get a look success, how can you don't return the call no more? You motherfucker, you had a chance.
You
booked
then.
Me at your level.
Back in the day.
Or one time, this comedian called me one time. Hey, man, are you interested in making 7 G's? Yeah, bro. Call Barry Katz. Oh, I remember when I should just call you. That's right, bro. We were dealing with $60 back then.
Yeah.
We were dealing with $100.
You went Hollywood on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna trust a comedian with a 7G gig. I'm asking, how did you get it, bro? maybe that gig is paying $15,000 and you're trying to keep $8, asshole.
Yeah, right.
Just tell me the truth.
Yeah, the skimmer.
It's only the skimmer. Yeah. I don't mind the skimmer if I'm making money, too.
Yeah.
Like, one time I did a gig all week, bro. I did 7 shows all week. I got $1,500. And back then, bro, I had no money. I was happy to take the gig. He flew me out. Bro, when they paid us on the first show at Chico State University, the check was $5,000.
Damn.
Yeah.
And he got pissed off because they gave me the check.
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to see that.
Oops.
What? See what, bro?
See the real money?
You paid the role, huh?
There's a fucking opener making more than a headliner.
Yeah.
But you never go, I said, don't worry about it, bro. You told me $1,700. I said $15. Okay, bro. I thought you said
$17. Yeah.
I said, bro, I'll go home right now, dog. I would leave, dog.
You have
no contract. There's no paper binding me to this gig.
Yeah.
So listen, man, I know you're making now $5,000. So I'm making, you're making $5,000 here. You're making $5,000 the next day. You know, you're making probably $30,000 a week.
Yeah.
I was saying that in my head.
Yeah.
But, I was happy to make the $1,500.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I agreed to it. You know, I agreed to that. But it's different when you get there and it's $1,500 and they go, man, you know what, man?
Oh, the worst.
I showed up to the club and then the flyer to the gig just got here.
Oh, yeah.
That old, can you work with me?
Yeah, bro.
Can you work with me?
I've done shows before, man, where all the flyers are in the green room and nobody passed out shit.
Oh, man.
I was in a van full of flyers, bro, one time. driving to the gig.
Yeah, when the guy picked you up at the airport.
Oh, my God.
I was in a van on the way to a gig.
I had a guy one time, he goes, hey, can you do the headliner spot? I can't make it. I go, yeah. He goes, the guy's going to give me an envelope. Don't open it up. Just give it to me and I'll pay you. I was like, oh, don't. What the fuck
don't
is that?
Don't open it, bro. That's anthrax in it.
Don't open it.
The band? No.
The band, bro. I used to open up for them, brother.
Hey, did you open it?
Fuck yeah, I opened it.
You little Del Razor, you.
Hey, did you put it into a hot pot, Dean?
Yeah.
And open it?
You steamed
open,
it? And then put it back
and
up.
Opened it. And the winner is?
Nah. Get a new envelope and put a note in there? You should pay him more.
No, what he didn't know is I just held it up to the light and I was like, this bastard.
Funny by the light.
Yeah. I should do gigs, bro, when people tell me, man, the gig is going to, I'm paying you $200, but when you get there, they're gonna give you $800.
Yeah.
Just slap me $6.
Just slap me $6.
Who are you, Gambino? Sometimes people don't know about the hidden comedy cartel, bro.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Everybody's okay with it till you charge change somebody.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you just give the fucker what he deserved, what he wanted, what you're supposed to give him.
Right.
Yeah.
You ever follow somebody, I won't say no name, Cisco, to the ATM?
Yeah.
You know
what's funny about you?
It's
like years ago when I had you on my podcast, I learned so much about the rooms that fucking scam you. You know, you're like, yeah, fuck Paramount and those $75 gigs.
And fuck even that city off.
Yeah, and then he's like, fuck that guy in Seattle that I'll pay you the way to the airport. All those guys.
Man, or Pierre Stockwell. Anyways.
They're still out there, man.
And it's, or sometimes, you know, you go to a gig and it's super packed. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I was on a flyer? this is a fundraiser? And then, like, yeah, man, sometimes a lot of people do how many fundraisers am I going to do this year?
Yeah. Yeah, those shake and fake fundraisers, are weird. Dude. You're like, what's this one for? Oh, it's my son's school. And then you go, well, you do this every month. You know what I mean? what the fuck's going on here?
We were just talking about that, man. Like, we were just before you got here, we were talking about eFundMe. Like, where were you before eFundMe was here, you know?
Yeah.
What you do, you know?
Who are you trying to scam?
I was telling you that I support eFundMe. Like, if it's a friend who's trying to do his own one-hour special.
Right.
You know, or he has a movie coming out. He's trying to produce his own movie. Or he's trying to do something. But there's like, eFundMe, you know, from people who are not in the music industry or the film industry or the comedy business or nothing to do with arts. Yeah, man. My husband, man, He deserved a Hawaiian vacation.
Yeah.
We all do.
These fucking guys, man.
You seen them.
It's insane, the stuff they ask for, you know? And you're like, hey, dude, get a job, man. Fuck, I'm out here working 7 days a week, no money, making no money.
I know, huh?
You know what I mean?
I feel like I noticed you can type.
Wow. Yeah.
Would you like, hey, go, like, ask for a grant or something, man? Get out of here, dude.
A fucking vacation, man.
Yeah,
or sometimes,
up.
You know, they reach their goal. Hey, man, you got to reach the 10,000. Oh, I figure, let's see how far they can go.
Oh, yeah.
Another 10.
Yeah, greedy.
Then you start seeing the people who donated money and then some of your friends, and you're like, you don't want to say something. I say, bro, hey, man, hey, Dr. Kid, Doctor, what's his name?
Ken?
Dr. Ken. I just noticed you donated $500. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
Keep your money.
Yeah. It's crazy.
No. You ever done an eFundMe? Yeah, man, for my accident, bro.
Nope, never did that, man.
What happened?
Integrity based.
I got one thing. I use Patreon for the podcast if they want to donate, because my goal would be to do a podcast with no ads, you know? And then it would be the people's podcast.
Yeah, how about that futon commercial you had?
No, I'm saying, I got ads right now.
Yeah, but your ads are people like you met.
That I like.
Like,
yeah.
Legit.
Do they
want
to come to you?
Harley,
like,
Davidson.
And then you had one. I remember you had a cool one, though. Leathers. The leather.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shot, you know, guys that, are outside. Stuff that I like, that I actually use.
Dean DeRay likes his leather boots made personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had some like.
Oh, yeah.
What boots cost like that made?
Thousand.
A thousand?
Handmade from a kid, 24 years old, downtown. Hispanic kid, man. You know, this guy's incredible. A cobbler at 24 years old.
Nuts.
But I had him on the podcast because I like these dudes.
Cobbler. You got to tell me his name.
Oh, yeah. Brian the Bootmaker. And this kid, look, I'm wearing him right now. You know? Guy makes, this guy's 24 years old making boots by hand.
It's a rarity.
Bought
now,
the
dude.
Place. It was really? An old rundown place. Had been in downtown LA there since the 30s. He bought the joint. And he started from customizing Jordans at high school for kids. Like, I could customize your Jordans. I can change colors and stuff, you know?
Rodrigo used to customize Vans.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You used to wear Vans when you were little?
Always,
yeah.
Did that bottom?
I had to work too, dog. I had to mow lawns, all that shit. It wasn't just like, here, over here, get two pairs whenever you want.
My parents never let us work, bro. Like,
I had to work on his shit.
I didn't even know like where to look for a job or how to do anything, bro.
Oh.
I remember one time I had a job, like somebody talked to us, hey, man, you want to make $200 a day? And I said, fuck yeah. What are we going to do? You gotta stand over there on Sunset and sell star maps.
Oh, star maps. That's
right?
A classic.
And then,
stars.
I was ready, dog.
Yeah.
I was already planning my money, bro, where I'm gonna spend it. I was already thinking about what celebrities are gonna invite me to their house.
Henry yeah. Winkler.
You know, I thought I was gonna stand right there and make money, bro.
Yeah.
My mom said, no, we don't trust it. We don't know this guy.
Imagine, bro. Get kidnapped and shit.
Then I saw Star Map the movie, and then I think, oh, I'm glad they didn't do it.
Wow, yeah. I had a shit job. I remember, like, when I was young, where you would go door to door and sell magazine subscriptions. Oh, the worst. You know, just cold ring. Ding.
That's tough, man, because you don't have the magazine on you.
Yeah, not at all.
You have to show
you
the people
this dumb
what
paper.
They can get.
Hey, look at this great deal on Time Life. Or maybe you like,
Sports Illustrated.
Outdoors, man.
How many you sold?
You know, like you're just like for a month and you got like five
got paper
bucks.
Cuts.
It's almost like comedy.
Oh, dude, it's a ripoff.
Oh,
dude.
Man, I could never do that door-to-door stuff like that.
Oh, my
man.
God.
I did it as a kid, and I couldn't do it.
It's like crowd work. You're doing crowd work.
Man, as a kid, I know we talked about this, but I used to work for Junior Careers.
Yeah.
I used to have this plastic box you could buy at Home Depot, and it was full of tea, cookies, and candles. And I would go to door-to-door and go, hello. My name is Felipe, and I'm trying to win a trip, a camping trip, and a Disneyland trip. You know, I could be out there, you know, in gangs, but I'm trying to stay away from gangs, so I work with Junior Career, blah, 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 blah. It was a long speech,
that didn't work.
They shut the door on my ass. Yeah. Fool. So sometimes, man, I would just lay out all my products and then open the door and tell them, make them look. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ah! I'll tell you the scariest story I ever had. I had the paper route, and you used to have to collect
them. Paper route, Bobby Hill.
Remember that? Bobby Hill.
On his Skyway, huh?
And you would have to collect the money at the end of the month. Yeah. And they would hide from you.
You had to collect the money.
Yeah, and they would hide from you. You could see them in there. They'd like turn the TV down and shit. So this one time I was collecting, and the guy opened the door. He had a tracheotomy, the hole in the neck. I'd never seen that. He's like, come on in. I fucking ran, dude. I was like, whoa, the little flap blew open, you know? And,
you should have like a napkin or some shit over
there. Yeah, it was like a weird old solid. That guy got the paper free.
Brutal, man.
Brutal, man. A walking bong.
A walking bong. Yeah. Yep.
Do you get that from tobacco or what?
Smoking, dude. That's all I've only heard
from
cigarettes.
You get it
from
weed?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. I've never heard of a case.
You know what I said? You know, they got a new lady doing the commercial now, like, smoking took my dad. And I was like, what's the audition like that for?
Imagine,
you know?
Dude.
Just like 80 of those women in there. I'm better. I got a better hole.
Yeah. I wonder how she got that. She must have been smoking. She was 8, huh?
Little.
I went to the coal mine.
A lot of people, old school people, started smoking when they're like teenagers, dude.
Yeah, I smoked when I was a teenager. You ever smoke?
I'm going to start an eFundMe to smoke.
Yeah. eFundMe.
It's eFundMe and then go what
Kickstarter?
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
GoFundMe?
GoFundMe and Kickstarter.
I thought it was eFundMe.
Yeah.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe.
The companies are the scams of all of them,
they
man.
They
get a
the
percentage,
action, right?
Man. That's straight up like the check cashing joint. You know what I mean? They figured
10%?
It out. I think it's more.
Really? It's more than 10?
It might be. Look it up, Aaron.
No, that's what I call a record, huh?
That's crazy, though, right? Like, hey, let's just start a company where we just make money off people's donations.
Takes money to make money, dog.
So all this money, man, imagine everybody who's donating to these GoFundMe decides to just keep the money. How much money they'll have?
A grip. Or if you don't reach your goal, they don't give it to you, right?
Some people just keep the less.
Yeah.
Does
it return? Does it refund back to the people?
I believe so.
Yeah, only on GoFundMe.
Not Kickstarter? Whoa. Now that's a scam then, dude. These fools come up twice then. I don't know anything about that shit. I've just heard.
Don't be lying.
Nah, dog.
You know what? I want to see a documentary. On when the people do Bitcoin, that's great. The secret, that shit's crazy. But when the people reach their goal, go see if they actually use the money for what they said they were doing. Like, just go, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're doing this art thing for our school and everything. And then the guy's got a new Camaro. You know what I mean? That's the documentary I want to see.
Remember back in the day, the high school?
I read one where these hipsters in Brooklyn or somewhere, wherever, the Battery, New York, somewhere.
Yeah.
They were trying to start a Kickstarter because they want to start their own supermarket to get local stuff, you know, that they need, like organic stuff, you know. And I was going to donate $1 just to leave a comment and say, fuck you and your market. You know, instead of, why don't you just go to the local bodega guy and ask him, can you please go buy almond milk?
Yeah.
Can you go please go buy some organic stuff? Can you change your market to feed the needs of this community?
Put in a suggestion.
Instead, hey, I'm going to start my own market and get rid of the bodega. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Let's put them out of business.
Put them out of business to satisfy your fucking needs.
And gentrify your ass.
Piece of shit.
That's hilarious, right?
Get him, dog.
Angry, bro. Angry. You know, that city not that close, bro.
Really?
In Boyle Heights.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was a popular Mexican restaurant that only ate there twice. Did you ever eat before?
Where do you live now, Felipe?
I live in Granada Hills.
Granada Hills?
Wow. Hell yeah, bro. I live in the bad side of Granada Hills. Mission Hills. It's my new joke. Work with it.
Granada Hills? Why are you out there?
I don't know, man. You know, got to be far, bro.
Got to be far.
I'm taking back the land, bro, from the Catholics. I live walking distance from the San Fernando Mission.
Wow.
And they have a Starbucks in there. Same Starbucks.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding. What?
You got some.
That's why I should have a microphone.
you got crazy stalker fans?
Hell yeah, bro. Dude, well, this is where, even sometimes I get a Lyft driver and he knows who I am. Oh, so this is where you live, huh?
Oh, that's the weirdest, right?
No, this is my friend's house.
I'm going to get dropped off a block before my house. Yeah, you just drop me off right here, bro.
Drop off at the, store by your house. That's how you do it.
I live in this real, real dark house right here, bro, with no grass. That's where I live. Like, you meet people, man, like, you know, they know other people. Like, I met one of his homeboys.
Yeah, that's right.
An actor named Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, the
guy. From Australia.
The guy's on Sons of Anarchy, and now he's driving Uber.
Yeah.
That's how this town works. People think, hey, he's on a show for a season.
He played the Irish guys at Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Irish season. Remember when they throw him off the building?
Yeah.
At the end of the season, they toss him. But that's how this biz is, man. You know, like you think that guy's got to be rich. He did a season of Sons of Anarchy, and now he's driving Uber. You know what I mean?
The glitz on the glory.
It's fucking rough ride, man.
Hell yeah, man. I saw you on Kid Locos. I saw you on BT's Comedy View, man. I know, man. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah.
I remember when I had a TV credit back in 97, bro. 97, 98.
Yeah.
And I was still working at Dodger Stadium. And I was taking somebody's order. You're funny, man. Man. You're like an inspiration, bro. Yeah, man. What would you like to have? 3 hot dogs and 2 beers. All right, man. Can I see your ID? And then I have a little tip jar right there, bro.
You move it right there?
I put it right there, bro. I used to give them the money, bro. I used to, when I used to hand people back the money, I would knock over my tip jar.
Oh.
Little bat signal?
And then they'll go, and I'll make sure they always have dollars, bro.
Yeah.
And then later on, bro, they give me a little tip jar. And if I like them, bro, I told them, bro, keep coming back, bro, and give me $3, and I'm going to give you free refills.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a hookup.
And I start selling a refill for $3.
Yeah, that's the way to go, man. You get, you know, take it from the Dodgers.
Yeah, man.
Right? Hey,
actually, when
you threw the first pitch, you should have said, this is for all the scams I did out here.
From the O'Malley's to the McCourts.
Oh,
hell yeah, man. I used to take hundreds of hot dogs home, bro.
Oh, dude. Those...
Every day.
Really?
Every day, there'll be like, our stand was double stand, so we would have like at least like, 30 hot dogs left over every night, and they have to give them back to the, believe me, bro. The company that we work for was Marriott.
Yeah.
At the time, I don't know who is it now. It's
the catering.
Aramark. Fool, you take all those hot dogs back, and then when you turn in the money, they add everything up, all the empty cups to make sure everything matches, and they match the overage to those hot dogs. And then they give those hot dogs to the mission, and the LA mission takes them to the LA mission.
Wow.
But when you're not allowed to take the food home, right? But food always take food home, bro.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember they caught these 2 old lady with 2 boxes full of hot dogs, bro.
Wow. Yeah,
greedy ass old bitches, bro.
She only took 2.
The bitch had a hefty bag full of hot dogs.
You're lying, dog. Who's she going to feed, dog?
Her dogs.
Hey, did they give the old ladies a boot?
No, bro. They got
probation.
After they caught them, bro, they made it that everybody has to have a see-through backpack.
Really? Oh, a see-through backpack. Oh, and then you guys were like, fuck you, grannies.
So everybody had a see-through backpack, bro.
See-through backpack.
They wanted, and they check your bag on the way out.
Fuck all that. I'll be eating at work.
Fuck that. Me too, bro.
Yeah. I used to work at Foster Freeze. I would eat all day in there. I first show up right.
Fucking Dr. Freeze over here.
Yeah, the first would be 3:30. Right when I punch in, I immediately get a burger going. You know,
and immediately. Then,
yeah, immediately. And then
I'm hungry, man.
As soon as the manager would split, it'd be a full on ice cream sundae.
I know they have bomb ass banana shakes,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
I can picture Dean DeRay coming into work, bro, and throwing all the old fries away, bro. Like Judge Reinhold in fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
I shot our serving of fries before it's time.
Yep, fresh fries. And then by the end of the night, I would have like 3 burgers in me easily. A sundae, you know. Onion rings, I'd always rock onion rings.
People hate on fast food workers, but we good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then I'd make my own shit, too.
Own shit that was you made that was good? I'll tell you what I made at Dodger Stadium, bro.
I made this before the Carl's Jr. had it. I had the...
famous star.
The Del Razor. it was just a burger with onion rings on it and then nacho cheese. Mm. You know, like
I'm
the nacho cheese. Yeah. Oh, this shit was great.
My friend Ivan... I don't think I was eating beef at the time, but my friend Ivan... That fool will get a hot dog, bro.
Yeah.
And then put a teriyaki beef over it, bro.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then put teriyaki over it and shit. And then put chicken and more teriyaki.
Teriyaki dog. That's bomb
yeah,
too,
teriyaki
dog.
Teriyaki dog, bro.
That was just all like that pizza, the meat lover one. It was
and
all
then
meats.
There were some fools, bro, that didn't. There was this old man. He didn't give a fuck, bro. He was working there for years. That fool used to just grab the hot dog bun and fill it up with Yoshinoya beef.
Yeah.
And then put nacho cheese over it, bro. That fool made a Philly Yoshinoya.
Yeah, that's like a ghetto Philly.
Philly Yoshinoya.
Philly Yoya.
All that food at Dodger Stadium sucks, man. You know, like, I remember they were like, the Dodger dog, wait till you have it. And I had it, I was like, this is terrible.
But you talk bad about the Dodger dog, bro.
Yeah, man, what's your problem,
you bro? What stand you bought it at and what field, and I'll tell you what kind of hot dog you got.
Yeah.
You were sitting
it's
in
different shit at different
ones. If you were
ones?
Sitting in Pavilion, bro, yeah. Right field or left field, they don't fuck around over there. There's too many people. They steam them.
Wow, gross.
So they come out, bro, like, remember at the liquor store? And there were the hot dogs there,
yeah,
and it
yeah.
was spinning.
AM, PM.
And it was yeah. spinning. That's the kind of hot dog you got.
Yeah.
But see, if you went downstairs behind home plate, bro, where I used to work, those dogs, when you bite them, they crunch.
That's the shit right
there. We didn't have a hot dog leave our place unless it had a burn mark and burn pink.
Fuck.
That's the way. And we used to boil them in beer first. Mm. So we had a container at Dodger Stadium that we used to fill up with half beer.
Really?
And like some and water. And then like it's boiling right in on top of the grill. And then we put all our hot dogs in there first, and then while the grill is heating up, the water is heating up, and then we'll start splashing the hot dogs on top of the grill, and then pin them like that, dog.
Fucking technique right there,
man. Fuck, man. All those kids just eating beer dogs
had
all
no
drunk.
Idea, bro.
8-year-olds.
The
like,
rest
damn.
Are soft and crunchy. That's why we could burn them, because they're already cooked from the inside.
Right.
Even though a wiener's already cooked, but, you know, extra right. toughness. But at Pavilion, Dean Del Rey, let me tell you, man.
Ooh.
Those motherfuckers
yeah.
come out like thick, bro.
Nasty. Like, I used to go out thick. To that one, the like area them, where you pay one price, you could eat as much as you
that's,
could.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the right field Pavilion, bro. Those yeah. are not grilled Dodger dogs. Those are steamers.
Oh, man.
So that's those hot dogs come like out, them, bro, though. Circumcised. They. Wait, but I'm not going to knock on boiled dogs. I fuck them up, too.
Yeah.
My mom, I swear to God, that's the only way she made fucking hot dogs, bro. Bless her soul.
Yeah.
She knew how to make Mexican food, but American food, forget about it. She would put like all the Dodger dogs, the little wieners from Farmer John, in a boiling pot, bro.
Oh, nasty. So it's just pop. Like hot bologna.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, dude.
Yeah, hot bologna.
But what I used to like when my mom did was she used to shop up. Because, you know, we couldn't eat hot dogs because we're like 7 kids, bro. They don't have hot dogs in that pack.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom would grab all the hot dogs and put her hand on top of them and start slicing them up and then cook them up and then get like 6, 7, or 8 eggs and put it on top with onions and cheese and jalapenos. That's how we ate them.
Oh, poor man's chorizo.
Hell yeah. It's a white man chorizo.
Yeah, right?
But it's good.
I've always liked weenies with eggs, dog. That's bomb, dude.
Yeah, I like, you know what I like, though? You go to Pink's and you get the fucking spicy Polish. That mm-hmm. thing will light your face on fire.
I've had that motherfucker. That motherfucker's thick as
that,
fuck.
That thing is before. Great, right?
Yeah, man. You could tell, man, they cooked that thing. You know, I'm vegan, but I know, bro. When you bite it, pow.
Yeah.
That snap.
Absolutely. And here's the Whiplash. Time to go to Pink's. No one ever talks about this, but between 4 and 7, you can't park on that street. So you get there right around 3:45, and no one's there. And there's no line. It's always like 3 people, and you can just grab a dog real quick and get out of there. And no dumbass line.
See, man, this is a guy that's been in LA more than 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. You learned the tricks. 16 years
used
right
to
here.
Hang out with a drummer from Motley Crue, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Bass player.
Give me a little drum roll. Give me a little bass line.
What's up, fool? Man, I remember one time, man. So, you started off in bands, right?
Yep.
You were like a singer?
Yeah, sang 25 years playing music.
Vocalist,
huh? Yeah.
I remember one time you worked with the Wallflowers.
Yeah, I toured with the Wallflowers for a year, 10 months.
How was that?
That was great, man. It was like... That's when I knew it was over with me. You know what I mean? Like, I did one last big tour, and I go, I'm out. you know, because it was so good. And that was like the kind of the end of the rock era. People were just stealing music. Yeah, imagine Felipe.
Internet age.
This is how I always compare it to people. They go, I go, do you steal music? They go, yeah. Like I ask comedians and I go, what if you worked on something for a year, your bits, and then a guy just shot a special with all your bits? Would you be mad? Fuck, I'd hell kill yeah. him.
Well, somebody stole your songs?
That's the same thing. They don't steal your song, but they steal the recordings.
Okay,
that's funny you say that because there was a time where, I don't know if it was Walgreens, or there was like two, three bands that had the same song. I think they showed them on Howard Stern. It was like similar tunes.
Oh, same. Yeah, same. Well, a lot of songs sound the same, you know, which is weird. It's like, you know, it's like.
Oh, it's talking about free music.
Oh, no, I'm talking about.
You were giving it away then.
No, when people would just steal it, you know, online.
Off Napster and shit like that,
yeah,
right?
All that. Yeah.
They were stealing Dean DeRay's music?
They just steal anyone's music.
Don't be lying, bro.
What'd you have? Like, were you a solo dude or did you have a band called?
No, Dean DeRay, but I had band guys, you know what I mean? But the CDs, Dean DeRay. It's on iTunes. I put it on iTunes finally. I'm making money.
I got the CD. I got it for my birthday. I'm not fucking with you.
You got mine?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
What? Get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We did an episode.
We did an episode.
I didn't bring, dude, fuck. Wanted you to sign it, though.
Yeah,
he goes, bro, it just was released today. I got you a present. And I gave him a Del Rey DVD, CD.
Yeah. It has you in the back, like, playing your little guitar, and the cover, it's blue.
Yeah, that's it. What the fuck, really?
Come on, bro.
That's we support. Hilarious.
And were you on the Wallflowers tour when they were blowing up with that song?
No, that...
Or was that after that?
After that. But, you know, like, Wallflowers, I always compare to a lot of bands. Like, they had huge records, and then people just lose track. They go, is that band still around? It's like, yeah, man, they're out there fucking killing it with records. Springsteen just called Jacob Dylan one of his top 10 songwriters of all time, you know, like favorites for him. So, I mean, when Springsteen's dropping your name last week, you're still in the game.
You know who I like, bro?
Who?
That band that sings, it was all yellow too.
Coldplay. Yeah,
oh,
I used to have, you, I remember whoa. You used to have that CD.
I did like 4 days of meth by myself on Coldplay, dog.
Wow.
At my house, bro. I made ceviche, dog. Bro, I cleaned the corners of my house. Bro, I was crying, bro. I don't know. I don't know what I was going through, bro.
I wrote
like Charles Bukowski, bro, but it said my shit didn't make sense.
Yeah. You're trying to be a day mather?
I did everything, bro. I even got a hammer, and I fucking made a hole in my wall, and I wrote, my dreams are in there now.
That's deep, dog.
That's holy how shit. Fucked up I got, dog.
Damn.
That album I played over and over and over, bro.
That record was huge.
I was
man.
Losing yeah. my mind. No, not the one that has yellow. The next one after that.
The next one's great.
That one.
That
that's the
better,
fucking
right?
record.
That
that's
song,
the record.
That album should have came with Suicide Pills
yeah,
and a
Parachutes.
Gunshot, bro. Parachutes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man, that is definitely like, don't break up with someone and then start listening
yeah,
to that.
Man.
You'll take yourself out.
Yeah, man, that's when I was going through that those times, man, I was thinking about everything, bro. Finances,
oh.
Where I'm going to be at in 10 years. Where's the
finances.
Rope?
Where's the rope? Yeah, you were on the ropes. That record is gets you going like serious.
Like, I cannot listen to those songs without knowing every bad thing I've done in those 4 days when I was listening to it.
Oh man,
like I remember. Bro.
Brings it back all vivid.
Yeah, man, I was gone, bro.
Getting cold play, Raza.
Were you snorting it or smoking it?
Nah, bro, smoking it for losers, bro.
Oh yeah, right. I like snorting.
I like
getting that pow to the back of your head. Pow!
See, that's what I didn't like, bro.
That's the best
pow!
Part about it. That's the only good part.
The first time I did
it,
the first time
face.
I did it,
yeah.
man, I was in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
And we were playing Konkian. It's the card game.
Yeah.
And I was freebasing. I was smoking crack. But I ran out. I said, oh, I'll do one of those. Eh?
Yeah.
You know, it's been like two. I was like 2 hours not doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I did it, bro, and it felt like somebody hit me with a basketball in my nose.
It's unbelievable.
It went like, oh. And then when it starts coming down your throat, you start tasting it, it tastes like shit, dog.
It tastes gross.
Well, they call it shit,
it
right?
It don't taste like Coke. It tastes like just like somebody, like if you let an aspirin dissolve in the back of your throat, like just an aspirin, just threw it in your mouth, you're like.
But I tell you what, bro, smoking it. lasts longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never smoked it.
I did one bump, and that shit lasted me 12 hours, bro.
Man.
I was up, bro. I didn't know what to do, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had this guy on my show recently, and I hadn't done that shit in, I don't know, 20 years. But he was showing. He was showing. I'd be scared to do it now. Just heart explode. You know? Man, just boom.
Hey, boom. Pow.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know what I mean?
You're not lying, though.
Yeah. But this guy showed me the new meth. It is. He's
glass
like,
or what?
He said, you ice. Know, it's like that shit. It looks like a diamond. And it's rock hard. And he said it's like state-of-the-art meth, man. This shit is like... He said, you know how weed is crazy now?
Mm-hmm.
Think weed 20 years ago, it was good, but it wasn't like this. That's what the meth's like. And he showed it to me. I was like, whoa.
The kind now?
Beyond. He said, like, he gave a guy a little bump. The guy was up 2 days. Like, when am I going to sleep? 2 days? What?
Now imagine, bro, they were giving meth to all the slaves, how much cotton we would have had.
Whew. What a ramped up production, dude.
I don't know why I brought that up because I was in Alabama and I passed by a cotton field.
That was a meth flashback.
Yeah, man, I was at Fort Rutgers. Anyways, man, this weekend I'm going to be in Tucson, Arizona. I'm doing Fort Huachuca with Finneth Mitchell. If you have an active military card or you're an employee of the U.S. Army, you are welcome to come to the show. And that's my message right now.
Oh.
You ever done heroin?
No, I smoked it, but I never shot it. I smoked morphine, you know, like opium.
With a white powder?
It was brown.
Oh, you got the brown one?
Yeah. You know, off the foil? Whoa, man.
You only did it once?
Yeah, one time.
Me too, in Amsterdam. And LA too, actually.
I don't like down. I was always into up.
Me too, man. I want to be up. Like, I don't understand when people around me were doing coke and we were drinking and somebody goes, who wants to eat? Kill that guy, please.
Yeah, right. Who wants to eat?
Who wants to be healthy right now?
Yeah,
give me a burrito, cocksucker.
I was so into, you know what I like? I like when you're up a couple days, like straight. Man, your brain is in another land. You're just kind of like, you're like go on a liquor store run and you're around normal people. Oh man, that is weird, right? I've been up 2 days. You're in there with a case of
you're
beer.
You're honest.
Right?
You started conversation with people you're not supposed to talk to.
Yeah. Hey, I've been up a couple days. But isn't that weird though when you're out in the real world and you're all spun out?
Yeah, no, man. I remember, like, I feel like a vampire, bro. A vampire should be sleeping.
Yeah, you can't stand the sun. Oh, man, I used to call it racing the sun. You got to get home before that fucker comes up, you know?
Crazy. You done heroin?
Hell no.
Don't be lying.
Nah, what's that shit like?
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. Like, it's like being high, but...
Like super stoned or what?
Super stoned.
Yeah.
And sleepy. But you feel motivated too, though. Yeah. You don't want to do nothing.
To me, it was like the ground is metal and you're like a magnet. You're just like, oh, I'm good here.
Did you throw up right away?
I didn't throw up, man. I actually smoked it in a blues club. This guy was like, hey, let's watch this shit proper. I got some opium here.
When people say it proper, it's on, bro.
Yeah. And so we smoked some in the bathroom. And they came back out and watched these guys play the blues in the Tenderloin in San Fran for like an hour. Just out of it. Like, whoa.
So you're from the Bay.
Yeah.
You mentioned Tenderloin, bro. Let me tell you, Tenderloin has not changed.
Nope. That's the only neighborhood they can't gentrify.
It can't.
They tried.
And why is that? Just too many people hanging?
Oh, man. That thing is like, you would have to like, burn it down to the ground and start over just to get rid of the rats and the roaches and they'll never clean that up.
What was originally at the Tenderloins in San Francisco? Was it a blue collar area where people worked? Docks? What?
That thing's always been the terrible neighborhood.
That's Skid Row, huh?
Yeah, even when it was blue, like San Fran in the 70s was blue collar. No one wanted to live there. They wanted to live in Mill Valley and Walnut Creek, shit like that. So all the you know, the blue-collar people lived in San Fran, the plumbers, the electricians and everything, and it was this great city, you know. But that was always terrible, that and Hunter's Point. Those were the two ghettos. And then the Mission was a little shady, But now everything's $1 million, but still the Tenderloin. Like, you know, rent is like $5,000 for a one bedroom there right now.
Yeah, the last time we were there, we were walking around with Birdman and Chris Thorne and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's a Tenderloin, bro.
Right here, let's go to.
And there was a lot of crazy people like walking around, people talking to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of shadow boxing.
Well, remember that one time that dude was going off with that lock?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just there recently. I saw a guy. I just was parking, and the guy was trying to light a building on fire with a Bic lighter. That's how I was, like, I'm going to light this place on fire. Like, what are you doing, dude? That's how spun out he was. I'm going to burn my old place to the ground. It's concrete. He's got a lighter up on the fucking
wall.
Somebody
give that fool a torch.
You ever been to any of the Mitchell theaters?
Yeah. Yeah, all that neighborhood. There's great shit in that neighborhood. The Great American Music Hall.
Yeah.
That's a fucking masterpiece there, dude. You know, like, all the great bands have played there. And in comedy, they've done comedy in there.
There's a place, once you leave that area, I don't know what it is, but like this, it's on the corner, and there's, like, a big arcade. And they have hamburgers and stuff, but and it's, like, there's pictures outside of it.
Big arcade?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
It's like a big arcade, and probably they used to have freak shows there.
Huh, I don't know that spot.
Sounds made up then. Yeah, I remember the Green Door, bro.
Yeah.
And then they made it into a movie, and the Green Door is still there, bro.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think after that...
Deep Throat.
No, after the earthquake, though, is when that city changed, the 89 one, 89. During the baseball game, you know?
Candlestick Park days, huh?
Well, what happened was once that bridge collapsed and shit, then people were like, I'm moving out of here, you know?
Yeah.
And then people bought that place pennies on the dollar and then started raising the rents, you know? It's fucking
people
crazy.
Left. Like, people were afraid, bro. I don't want no building falling on my ass.
Imagine, dude.
Fuck. Like, did you watch 60 Minutes on Sunday? I don't know. I watch this show all
this
the time.
This past Sunday?
Yeah. So
it's still on?
Yeah, it's great, dude.
Maury Safer.
There's a building in San Fran, you can watch it, called the Millennial Building. It's the highest skyscraper there, and they built it like 5 years ago. Joe Montana bought a place in there. All these billionaires bought, you know, $5 million condos in there. It's sinking and falling to the left. Like, this thing's fucking sinking because they skipped on using iron. They went concrete, and it's sinking into the sand. And, you know, this thing could fall, man. It's like 100 stories.
It's losing its heart on, bro.
Yeah, yeah, it's going soft. Need some Viagra.
Leaning Tower of
Pisa.
That's
San Francisco, bro.
For you.
You got to watch
a mail
that.
Building.
That shit is scary, though, man.
What's up, fool? Rodrigo, you have shows coming up or what?
No, not this week. I mean, I'm going to be doing spots. I'll do open mic tonight, but.
Don't be lying, man.
No, but shout out to those dudes in Riverside, dude. At the... The other
Buttos Festival. When did you start doing stand-up comedy? Because we met on Thanksgiving one time at the at the Christmas giveaway.
Next month is 8 years. Next month.
Eight years. What'd you start at? Where were your first spot?
At the Hollywood Improv. It was one of those shows this guy was putting on. It was like, so you want to do comedy? It was like a bringer show, you know, but it was like, you know, they had like a doctor and they have like a mom and you know, then, like, me, you know, people that wanted to try it. It was sold out, totally sold out, you know, because everybody brings all their friends. And that was December 6th, 2009.
And are you a paid regular at the comedy store?
Oh, yeah.
When did you try out?
Well, I was there for 3 years, and then I got passed.
Oh, but did you have to audition?
You're like, no, well, what happens is you're doing that potluck over and over and over.
Oh, that's...
You know what I mean? And they're watching you that way. Like, Mitzi wasn't there once I started coming around.
Oh, because when I started, Mitzi saw me for 9 weeks in a row.
Oh, wow.
I would do 3 minutes, and I would. She wouldn't even speak to me. She would, it was somebody, a third party told me. She would tell somebody, tell Felipe to come back next week and do another 3 minutes. So then they would tell me, Mitzi said to come back next week and do another 3 minutes. But then for 9 weeks. And then, on the 8th week, she said, Macy wants you to do 10. So they did 10.
Yeah.
And then on the 10th week, she reached over and grabbed my arm, and she said, calling for spots tomorrow.
Badass.
What's up, fool?
That's old school, man. That's
and
so
I didn't
cool.
have to impersonate her voice because she straight up told me, call for spots. Wow. So I called for spots, and then I realized that, man, this is fucking empty, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So fuck that shit, bro. I'll come for like a couple of spots. I got on top of the ladder to put those letters up, fucking quit the next day.
Oh, man. Oh, you were doing the marquee?
The marquee, bro. Everybody did it, I guess. And I worked the door in the back. I would take off my white T-shirt and go do a set and come back, and they would get pissed, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, because you took the shirt off?
No, because I took my shirt off and left the post by itself and went to a spot.
Oh, man.
But nobody's there, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, why? Well, I'll go up. And I took my, I was wearing the white Comedy Store T-shirt. That's how OG I was, bro.
Right. Yeah, the one with the rings on yeah, the man. Sleeves. Actually, yeah.
Me and Fluffy had those shirts.
You don't go on there much.
No, man. I'm always busy, man. Like, I'm always on the road, or I gotta stay, go have a meeting. But I did a show last
I
Tuesday.
Saw you there.
With
yeah,
Skylar
yeah.
Stone.
Yeah, yeah.
I did Skylar, the Austin's Comedy Show. Whenever I had a showcase with my old agency, Maverick, and showcases.
Yeah.
And whatever show I'm on, I show up.
Yep.
I usually call for spots because I'm the kind of guy that if I don't get a spot that week, I take it personal and I won't call again.
Oh. Now, what do? You just go on the road and do the weekend and then come home and don't do comedy midweek?
No, I come home. I'm going to come 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So I got to do this podcast, and I have to do my acting class on Tuesdays from 7 to 8. And I have a meeting. Every day I have a meeting with somebody because, fool, check this out. Remember how I had to tell it the ABC deal?
Uh-huh.
And ABC didn't want to shoot the pilot. Now, I found out from Bobby and Peter that they're waiting for ABC to release it so Fox could get a chance to look at the new pilot.
Wow, you got a pilot,
so
huh?
So am I going to... Go ahead. A second deal. So am I get a second deal. Another year of money to not work.
Yeah.
Shit, but that shit makes it to the tube, dog. Come on.
But I'm pretty sure Fox was in love with it, bro. When we left the Fox meeting, yeah. I'll never forget... This was a lady's hand on the table. Sold.
Wow, she did that?
Sold. She said, sold. We could do it this guy. We could do it here at Fox. I love these guys. I'm in love with the pitch. Huh? She didn't want to change nothing.
Wow.
So when we went to Fox, ABC, it became more of a family-orientated show. I'm pretty sure when we go to Fox, we're going to get rid of half of the family, bro. It's going to be just two brothers.
You got a white
dad.
Dude in the pilot?
Hell yeah, bro. He was... a clean-cut guy married to my sister, but might get cut off, too.
What? I'm right here.
You might need a tire guy, bro. You might need a cooter.
A what?
A Dukes of Hazzard cooter, bro.
Oh, a cooter.
A mechanic.
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's a dream role where you only have two or three lines a week. You just come in like, you want to touch my tool? And then you walk out, right? And you're like, tool, fool.
Set a dream
I'm
role.
Telling you, bro. Martin, remember I showed Martin?
Yeah.
Bro man invented
bro
that
man
role.
For the
yeah,
flow.
Right?
Bro man with gesture, yo, man, I need ketchup and then leave, bro.
Yeah, here's and you're just getting health care.
Here's $1,000. Go sell our shows at Tommy T's.
Yeah, you're still doing comedy.
Yeah, right? Health care, you know what I mean? And
that's
residuals.
All you need is two spots.
That's it.
That's why I love my role on Superstore, bro. Cody.
Yeah.
I show up my little blue jumpsuit, say my little stupid ass line.
Yeah.
Leave, bro. Get a little applause break. That's all for Felipe Esparza. Thank you very much.
I love it. I did love this year. It's coming out season 3 in March. And, you just go down there. This was even better. Like, Judd Apatow was just like, I go, you got some lines? He goes, nah, you just riff. You'll be good. And it was great. I'm just riffing stuff on every scene. Like, how great is that?
What is love?
Love's a killer show on Netflix, man.
Lee's on it.
Bobby Lee's on it.
Yeah.
And who else is on it?
Well, it's about a hipster couple, man, but it's really funny.
It's set here in L.A.
Yeah, you would love it. They live in Silver
Who's
Lake.
Who's the star of the show?
Well, there's like
three. Guy and a girl, and then that other dude.
There's like three stars.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
So check out Dean DeRay on Love.
It's funny. This show's, I think it's one of the funniest shows I've seen a lot. Like, you live in L.A., so you watch it, you'll love it.
Because, that show's fucking comedy.
Yeah.
Dude.
I love any show that's set in L.A. and they show L.A.
Yeah.
Like fucking East Lowe's High, love it.
Yeah.
Fucking Alley.
Snowfall.
Snowfall. Fucking Hunter.
TJ Hunter? Yeah.
TJ Hooker. And then the other guy was Alley Hunter, right? Just Hunter. And of course, Issa, Insecure. They show Inglewood, up to no good.
Hell yeah. I was thinking about that. Was the Hammer film here in LA?
Sledgehammer. Hell yeah. That's my show.
Don't forget chips. That'd be funny if you and I did a new chips.
It'll be funny. It'll be chunks. It'll be chunks. Chips and salsa.
Fucking Dean Del Rey.
Dean Del Rey and the D Razors, bro.
Yeah. Del Razors.
Del Razors.
Yep. I'm going to be in New York this comedy festival this week.
Yeah, tell them, bro.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday with Joey Diaz. We're at the Gotham, but it's sold out. But then after that, I'm like 20 nights at the Stand. So come out.
Come on down. We're going to be fucking dancing on ice. 20 nights. It's
going to be great. Iron Maiden.
In the rage to light candles to this song.
I love that record. How great is that?
Come on, Dean.
Rolling back. Try to see if it's a dream or real. In the night. Six. The number of the beast. Hell and fire were born to be released.
I lived alone. Yeah. My mind was blank. I needed time to get.
That's so great, right?
What did I saw?
Could I believe?
Was the reflection of my woman
staring back at me? Cause in my dreams, it's always there. I love how my headphones are starting.
Fuck yeah, bro. Peachy Folders, what's up?
Yeah, Peachy Folders, right?
Wallabies.
Yeah, Wallabies. Desert boots.
Extra soles.
Derby jacket.
Derby jacket.
Yeah,
bro.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Levi jacket with a fur, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Dirty fur. Dirty fur.
Hey, bro. Did you know everybody had that one fat stoner chick that wore that Levi jacket no matter where, what weather it was.
It was all sunny.
With her sweaty ass neck and still had hickeys.
Somebody wanted her.
That's insane,
there
man.
There used to be these two girls and they were homies. And they were lesbians, bro. Like the first lesbians I ever met. And they were fucking potheads and stoners, bro. And one of them, she wore a denim jacket and denim jeans and fucking Converse. And she was skinny, bro. She looked like Ty Rivera. And the other one was fat, bro. Just a fat chick, bro. And, man, those bitches used to fuck fools up, bro.
Whoa.
Like they'll start drinking with fools and then jack them, bro.
Wow. Robbers. I had this girl. I remember I had this girl in junior high. I had this down jacket. And for some reason, this girl had the same one. It was red with blue up here. That was a hot couple years. Those down jackets were hot, remember? And she was smoking cigarettes and burned hers and begged me to trade, right? Please, my parents, they're going to, if they find out I smoke. And I was like, oh, I don't want to get in trouble for smoking either. You know? And it had a hole in it. It was just blowing out feathers. I'm like, I don't want your jacket. Get out
Did
of here.
Did you give it to her?
No. I didn't want to fucking get in trouble either.
Should have told her, go down at me, mija.
You know what I mean, though? Like, fucking junior high, you don't want to be busted for smoking.
Hell no,
Put a
man.
Patch on it.
I remember in El Sereno Junior High School, man. The El Sereno Junior High School, bro. The most... My potheads in the world were at that junior high school.
Yeah.
I mean, motherfucker was smoking some horrible weed back then. But stinky
seeds,
ass shit.
Seeds.
Red
bro,
hair.
Popping.
Hell yeah. That's funny you say that, man. It was, man. You smoking that joint, bro. It's like you're smoking marshmallows.
Yeah. 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 The seeds would pop. Remember that?
So you're sober? You don't drink at all?
I don't drink at all. I'll smoke some weed once in a while, but, you know, I'm 51, man. I did it. I'm good. You know what I mean?
I'm not done.
Yeah. How old are you?
51.
Are you 51?
I'm sorry.
How old are you? I believe you.
41, man.
I mean, you know why I was believed you? Because your references are from the same era as I were. You were like naming the
shoes.
Oh, Doogie
Howser, bro. Skip Grace.
You went backwards.
Bro, Arts Festival. Did you go, my friend?
I went to that.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, did you go?
Fuck no, bro. My parents gonna take me that shit. My mom thought that shit was devil music.
This fool was on stage, dog.
Dude, that's...
Dude, the roadie, bro.
That's my favorite concert of all time. I'm trying to do a documentary on it.
You should, bro. It started with me, bro, the guy who couldn't go.
Yeah, right?
I remember people...
Yeah. Yeah, I was
bro,
there.
Bro, name the fucking heavy metal band that were there. Okay, Triumph, no, Ozzy.
Let me give you the opening band was Quiet Riot.
Oh, my
with
God.
With Randy Rhoads?
Yeah.
No, come no. on, feel the noise.
No, no, Randy Rhoads played an Ozzy. This was like, huh? This is Quiet Riot with fucking Rudy Sarzo, Carlos playing Cavazzo. Yeah, and then the next band was Motley Crue. Right before Shout at the Devil came out, they had those killer clothes. And then the next band.
Tommy had the he had like a fucking gun thing, right? Like a fucking
the bullets.
The bullets, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I remember then, that with no t-shirt on.
And then you have next up was Ozzy, first gig with Jakey Lee, Bark at the Moon era. Then you got Triumph, everybody went and took a piss. Then Scorpions and Van Halen.
Damn.
There's your lineup. And you know what? I got the ticket stub. I Instagram it every year on that day. It was $20. $25.
Wow.
Were you
T-shirt
close?
Worth $30, huh?
Yeah, I was close for a few of the bands, but you'd go in and out. There was like, you know, almost a million people at that festival.
Even the New Wave one was amazing, bro.
Oh, yeah. I went
name
all
the
3 days.
Band, bro. The New Wave.
Okay, the New Wave one, Bowie headline.
Yes.
David Bowie on the
Duran
Thin White
Duran
Dude.
Was on it.
Duran Duran, Missing Persons, fucking
Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo, but what's the guy? Men at Work.
Men at Work.
And then Flock of Seagulls.
Ooh, Men at Work had an album, probably with the biggest band back at that time.
The first day was the best, though, as far as like historic, as it was The Clash. They headlined. With like Stray Cats and all those. But The Clash, that's the last gig with the lineup.
That was the New Wave one, right?
No, that was like the New Wave.
There was the other one too, that was Country.
Like right, that was the fourth day. I didn't go to that. That was like a month. Week.
There was a punk rock one. That's right. There was a punk rock one.
Yeah, that was the first
Clash.
Day of The Clash. Yeah.
Who else was on that bill?
It was like Stray Cats. I got it in my phone. It's but The Clash was the headliner. So the headliners were The Clash. The next day, Van Halen. The next day, David Bowie.
Yeah. Foreigner, probably.
No Foreigner.
No Foreigner.
I wish.
Styx?
No Styx. Styx is good, right?
Ghost in the Machine.
Some badass.
That's
show,
Police.
Bro.
The Police.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking Foreigner.
Nope.
With the Ghost in the Machine.
No, that's Foreigner had Head Games, Dirty White
Head
Boy.
Head Games.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Machine, Police does that. How do they go?
Well, that's the name of the record, you know? Oh, yeah.
So, Dino Rain is Leo Sayer tattoo.
I got a piss.
All right, go, bro. He's 51, bro. I am. 51. With diabetes.
He doesn't have his bag connected or what?
The bad urethra.
Yeah, you gotta plug him in there every now and then. We even forgot to introduce him, Hoffo.
We don't need to, bro. He's Dino Rain.
A man who needs no introduction.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Dino Ray is taking a long pee and peeing blood over there. Upcoming shows, November 10th, Fort Huachuca, Arizona. Also, I'm hosting the Tropicalia Music Festival in Long Beach at Queen Mary Park Harbor, November 11th, my mom's birthday. We might sing happy birthday to her. November 15th, Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland. November 16th, Fort Belvoir, Virginia. November 17th, Fort Hamilton, New York. November 18th, Fort Drum, New York. November 22nd, I'm in Midland, Texas. Coming to New York City and Portland, Oregon, Atlanta, Georgia, and Austin, Texas, and a bunch of other cities next year with the Bad Decision Tour. Also, Rodrigo will be joining me during the Bad Decision Tour, right? He'll be there at all the shows, so you can hit him up, tell him what's up. We're going to all these days. Rodrigo will be there, and we're going to add a different featured act at different spots. Make sure to get your tickets now. A few VIP meet and greet tickets left for most of those cities. Check out FelipeSWorld.com/tour for all ticket information and links. And, man, you know Fort Drum, New York? That base is the Army base. It's in by Brooklyn.
Really? That close?
Yeah, it's like on the side of Brooklyn. It was made during the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Damn, going back.
Because that Fort Drum was one of the first during the American Revolution. Oh, fool! The British troops took over that place, so they didn't want that shit to happen again. Where they just come into the ocean,
right,
to the bottom of New York. So that's why Fort Drum, New York, is there. And Fort Huachuca, Arizona, that fort was made because they were afraid of Apaches attacking them. Geronimo.
Really?
So Geronimo it's on Apache land.
What was a man?
I didn't even know Apaches, bro. They owned from here, from Arizona to Chihuahua, bro, and Sonora, all that shit.
Yeah, big ass territory in the Southwest.
That's where most Mexicans are Apaches, though. They're not.
I'm sure there's some blood, dude. You know what I mean? Shit. I'd trace it back and go to ancestry.com, but you know.
Because my mom would always say, pinche Apache tu cara. Most Mexicans say, bro, when they say that, when somebody tries to act white or tries to act not Mexican,
yeah,
look at you, bro. You have an cara de Apache. Like, you have the face of Apache talking all that shit.
Calm down, you Comanche.
But at the same time, if my house is dirty, my mom says, parece casa de indios. Like, this house, looks like Native Americans live here. So who's right or wrong? And my mom looks Native American, dog. If you see my mom's old pictures, she looks Japanese, bro. I know, and my grandfather, he danced tribal dancers. Wow. He used to put beads on his legs and beads on his wrists and be like,
but still in Mexico, there's still a lot of natives in all throughout Mexico.
Hell yeah, bro. Like, if you're Mexican, you're Mexican. If you're a Native American in Mexico, it's like being redneck, huh?
Pretty much, dude.
Pinche sucio.
I love Mexico.
What part, bro? East LA.
That's pretty good, man. It's coming up.
It is, bro.
Echo Park's
you live
amazing.
At?
I live
you
in at Studio City.
You own that pad?
No. Dude, I make $9 a month.
We went to the house when we did your podcast, bro. That was a badass place.
Oh, I'm out of there.
Oh.
Yeah, I lost that place.
No, do you own that house?
No, fuck no. I was just renting. And then
You own that whole place?
No, I was renting.
The whole huge place?
No, that's the part you were in.
Oh.
That's the house, dude. That wasn't like the podcast studio. That was the guest house.
A little flat.
Oh, my bad. I thought for some reason that the whole house was huge.
Oh, no, man.
And I saw many rooms.
No, man. You were hallucinating, man. You were in the just in the one room.
Did you have a cat?
No.
Oh.
You wore the Kiss shirt. Dodger Stadium Kiss shirt.
I remember that part, but I swear to God, I thought I was in a big mansion.
No, super. It was the guest house
big
at
mansion.
The mansion.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
All right. It's still a nice room, though.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
I don't know about the chicks.
You know what I say? I always say live on someone else's mansion in the guest house, and then it's like you're at a great neighborhood you wouldn't be able to afford. You know what I mean?
Do you have dates coming up? This weekend or the following week or shows?
Okay, I'm going to be in New York all month at the Stand. And then Sacramento, Joey Diaz and I come in December 8, 9, 10.
Punchline?
Punchline, yeah.
Be right here with the Del Razor.
Yeah.
Are you going to be here the whole week and headline Sunday when Joey's not there?
No.
You should have made that deal.
I usually do that, but it's like I'd rather get in and out of there and then come back and headline. I headline that club on my own like once a year. But since he was going, I was like, oh, I need some. Like, I don't got anything in December, you know? It's, like, slow. December and January always suck for me every year.
Me, I'm dead. Usually, like, summer, bro. 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
All of June, actually.
Recharge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not because I want to. It just happened that way.
I remember we did that gig together, you and I, at it was so funny. Lovitz, and that place was always empty. And then you did it and sold it out. All three tiers. It was like
that's right.
It was John
Lovitz.
It was like AC/DC Thunderstruck video or whatever. Everybody looking down. It was incredible.
And the Haha Cafe got mad because he missed his spot.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. They did. You got a good memory on that for a stoner.
I told him, I remember you were trying to leave, bro. Fuck them. How much they pay you? Nothing. Stay here.
Yeah. Yeah, right? It was great. I did. I hung out. I just stayed there. Best tip you gave me.
How long have you been doing your podcast, though?
5.5 years.
What episode you're on?
389 yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you, dude.
Because, man, a lot of people started off podcast and they give up. Yeah. And me and Rodrigo started off the podcast. We shot 7 in a row before we put them out there just to give us a 7-week head start.
Well, you know what's funny is I think everybody's like, oh, you got a podcast. I'm going to do that, you know.
They don't even know how long it takes.
How much work it is, man. And then, yeah. They think that they're just going to like, oh, doors are going to open. I'm going to be famous. And their podcast is out and they got like 9 listeners. You know, the first 2 years I had probably had like 40 listeners. But you just keep going, man. It's like, and you get better at it. And you better enjoy it. That's what I tell people. I enjoy it, man. It's fun as hell. And when people come up to you at the shows and go, man, I love your podcast. It feels so good. Yeah. That's the shit right there.
Let me tell you, man, your podcast gets me through the day.
I hear that all the time. And then, you know, you got guys that are like in China and South Africa.
Glenn
and stuff.
Carlin in Ireland.
Yeah, I got a guy who just donated to the podcast. He's in South Korea, man. How cool is that? People from all around the world hearing it. It's a digital flyer, man.
Rodrigo, your podcast. Rodrigo, the podcast. Yeah, man, right?
Yeah, man.
And people like your podcast?
Yeah, right? Dude. Most of my like traffic goes through SoundCloud, but nevertheless, it's on iTunes and Stitcher. And
It's on Audio Boom, I see it.
Yeah. They picked it up, so that was kind of cool, man. But yeah, man, 30 episodes.
It's so much work.
It is, man. Oh. Like, you know.
Yes, right?
Oh, the guests.
They cancel on you. You don't know.
Crazy hard. Like, and me, it's like, I it's just me. I book the guest. I record the show. I edit the show. I put it up. All that. So Sundays, my whole day is in the house just getting this thing ready and going, you know?
And one of the podcasts I really like, my wife and I like, is you got that guy from
Fast Times.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yeah. Robert?
Yeah, Robert Romanes.
Robert Romanes. How'd you get him on a podcast?
Dude.
Tell us, bro. We want to know. I love that guy.
I love Fast Times.
And his brother, too.
Yeah, I love Fast Times, the movie, right? So everybody knows I love it. And this guy called me one day, and he goes, dude, I'm down here doing an open mic.
Give us some Spicoli.
At the cop. Yeah.
I can do the face. I can't do the voice.
I'm doing an open mic here at this coffee shop, and I think one of the guys from Fast Times is here. And I'm like, no way. And he goes, yeah. And he takes a picture. I go, yeah. That is him. What the hell? So I call the place, and he answers. He's like, Bob's Coffee Shop. And I was like, whoa, I got goosebumps. I could hear his voice, you know? It's like, what about the tunes? Have you forgot the magnitude of Robin Zander? You know? I'm really kind of busy, Rad. Anyway, I go, hey, dude, I want to do a podcast with you. He's like, what? What's that? And I found out he owned the coffee shop. So I went down, did the podcast, and then Bill Burr and I did a show in there. Burr goes, oh, I got to do a show there at the open mic, and he could sell tickets. He told the guy to sell tickets and donated the money to the guy's coffee shop to keep it going. And there was like, the place held like 20, and he had like 200 in there.
Oversold
it. What's up, huh?
It was great. But we had a killer time, and Robert and I have become good friends, and he's been on twice, and both episodes were great. We did a live one with him at the Improv. It was killer. That guy's great.
He's awesome, man. That was a good interview. I don't know, for some reason, I was picturing his brother on, he was on Mean Streets, right? He was on a lot of stuff, and for some reason, man, like, remember Carlo? I don't know why it's changed the subject all of a sudden, but just Carlo from The Godfather?
Right, oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Did you ever hear his story on the Howard Stern?
No.
He was on Howard Stern, right? Oh, my God, dude. Just for everyone, for some reason, just hit me right now. Carlo, you know Carlo?
Yeah.
He was dating from The Godfather, Connie Corleone.
Right, yeah. Right,
he's the guy that Sonny Corleone was beating up, and he got choked into the car.
That guy, that's great. That you touch my sister again, I'll kill you.
That guy was Howard Stern a while back. And he said that he owned a restaurant.
Yeah.
All right? Or he was a night manager or whatever. And a Colombian guy was there, right? Colombian guy. Whatever, right? And the guy was being an asshole, right? Whatever happened, bro, he put a gun out, and Carlo, the real Carlo, killed his ass, dog.
Whoa.
Killed him. Well, what happened was that the guy he killed was this big Colombian drug dealer.
God damn.
Right? So now there's a hit on this guy.
Oh, shit.
Right? So they sent another guy there, and I could be wrong, but he killed the guy too.
Wow.
The hitman they sent after him, right?
Wow.
So they had to fucking after he killed that guy, they had this big old meeting broke because he didn't know they were gonna, because he didn't know right, it was a mistaken identity. So I don't know if he paid for his life or someone representing him, bro. But you could look up Howard Stern.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I just thought it was interesting that I just remember right now.
Well, you know that Bob Romanus, how he got his role in Fast Times?
Tell us, bro.
How?
He was a singing waiter at some restaurant on Ventura Boulevard.
The Chili's.
Huh? Marcelli's.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. So he was in there, and he's just like, can I take your order? You know? And one of the producers is like, hey, man, I think I might have a role for you. Come down tomorrow. He had to audition 3 times for it, man. And, you know, he's the lead in that movie, and no one talks about it. He's in every scene, and he's the guy they never talk about, but he steals the movie. Of course everybody does Spicoli, but they really do all of his lines, you know?
Like when he crashed the car.
Yeah. You can't fix this, Spicoli. Yeah, I love that part.
Hey, man, I got those Cheap Trick tickets, man.
Oh, that's great. My favorite part is like, hey, when's Earth, Wind, and Fire coming? Let's see, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nah, man, my favorite line is when a fucking nerd friend forgets his wallet, bro, and he calls him up.
Yeah, yeah.
And that fool holds the phone for a long-ass time. He goes,
yeah.
He don't want to help, but then he comes back.
Yeah, he goes, I'm really kind of busy, Red. But you know what he's watching on that scene? He's watching Leave It to Beaver, and it's the episode where Beaver's stuck in the teacup sign. It's great, man.
I've never seen Leave It to Beaver, bro.
Oh, what?
Never?
Yeah.
That's the shit, dude.
We used to watch it on Fridays. Dude, how you doing, Miss Weaver?
I've seen Eddie Haskell, maybe 2 episodes. Yeah. I know who they are, but I'm not a big fan. I'm not. We didn't watch that in my house.
That's a show,
it's
man.
It's a badass show, dog.
Oh, it's so
simple. I've never watched it, bro.
Yeah, dude, the beef.
Get into it.
I like the Little Rascals, bro.
Yeah, oh, Little Rascals, too.
Three Stooges,
when
dog.
Spanky was little, he'd be inside the sink,
fool,
dog.
Spanky little, the best dog.
Oh, yeah.
Little Buck was little. Oh, dude. During that train ride.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you guys.
I like the go kart one.
Oh, yeah.
Where they make the fucking the go kart race.
You guys remember that one scene with Buckwheat back in the day, but they took it off now. But when he was all hot and he went like this, because he was all sweaty and he went like this, and then the ink was on the wall. Crazy, man.
I remember that episode. No, yeah. They still have it.
They heard some shit that Bill Cosby bought that shit, and then he edited that part of it out, or is that bullshit?
I don't know.
I've seen
that show.
I've
seen masterpiece.
That. Well, it's funny, when I was a kid, you didn't even notice how racist it was.
No.
It was hilarious. Like,
our teacher would point that shit out.
But then you talk about it now, okay, man. Buckwheat, that's his name. His little brother's name is
Farina?
Cotton. Farina.
Farina.
That's my favorite Saturday Night Live. Buckwheat's been shot. I love that. Buckwheat's been shot, and they keep updating it. He was right out here. That girl was playing alfalfa. He came right out of the car. They shot him. Buckwheat's been shot.
Did you guys notice when Buckwheat was shot? You know how the secret guards cover about it? I mean, they hover about over him, you know, when he got shot to cover him up? One of those guys that is all over his body, it's a guy wearing a suit, and if you paused it, it's a senior hall.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Arsenio Hall is a
Secret Service agent or something?
Non-credit role right there next to Eddie Murphy.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I love that era, man. Gumby. I'm Gumby, damn it. Remember when he played Gumby? Who are you? I'm Gumby, damn it.
My favorite was, bro, it's kind of stupid, though, was when the Killer Trees, dog.
The Killer Trees?
The Killer Christmas Tree.
I don't remember
that. You remember that?
No.
No? Okay, what was the Shark Attack then? It was a Shark Attack.
Oh, no, that one's great. Landshark.
Landshark. Yeah, Landshark. Landshark was hilarious.
No, that was great.
Wasn't it a Christmas tree attacking you?
Landshark.
No. Well, it must have been Landshark, bro.
Landshark.
Oh, yeah, Landshark. Landshark would be knocking going.
Yeah, yeah. Candygram.
And then the lady went open the door and goes, Candygram. Chevy Chase?
Yeah. I love that. Also, Mr. Bill was great.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, don't touch the spot. That's my dog's spot.
My leg. Oh, no.
That was, that was Dan Aykroyd doing that voice. I didn't know that.
Oh, man. By the way, one of Dan Aykroyd's worst movies just showed up on my fucking...
Coneheads.
You might like this one.
What?
What one?
Dr. Detroit.
Oh.
I don't know what's worse, that one or The Man with Two Heads.
Oh, man.
The Man with Two Brains.
Dr. Detroit.
No, Dr. Detroit, bro.
Coneheads rocked.
Nah, man. Dun 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 dun.
Oh, with Dragnet.
Dragnet with Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was good.
We had all shot in L.A. too.
The movie buff, dog.
What's your movie, dog?
My favorite. I mean, I don't. Hell no! Come on, you're killing me, dude. Like when I was a kid,
A League of Their Own.
Big Shots. I don't know if you guys remember that movie.
What's that one?
Rat Patrol. I don't know. The Big Shots is when one kid runs away.
So like Rat Patrol, everything is termination.
Brat Patrol, fool.
Rat Patrol, the dolls?
Brat
dolls?
No, they grew up on the base, dude. Nah, not Brat dolls.
Oh.
But see, like, that shit's ahead of my time.
Army
Brats? What you guys are talking about.
Army Brats?
Brat Patrol? Never heard about Brat Patrol? Nah.
I don't know that shit.
That came in the era of, dude, like, you know, Steven Seagal, Bloodsport, Steven Seagal movies, all that
shit. Yeah, Bloodsport?
Yeah, but like, you know, all that other stuff. Like, I mean, I like Mallrats, though, but that was high school area.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Fast Times Masterpiece.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never.
What's your favorite movie?
Animal House.
Oh, Animal House.
I caught a little bit of that.
Animal House, bro. It had one of those scenes, bro, where, like, when that fool found out his girlfriend was cheating on him, bro, he showed up to her house.
Yeah.
And fucking. And this is how he found out his girlfriend was cheating on him, bro. Donald Sutherland. He was wearing one of the big Lebowski sweaters.
Yeah.
And he reaching up, bro, to grab a cup of tea. And you can see Donald Sutherland white ass. And when he turns around and he fucking blinks at that dude, you knew he was fucking his chick. But before that scene, the guy that came out on Amadeus is chilling. And that guy's chilling and his girlfriend is chilling. And then Donald Sutherland goes, he's like a professor at that college. Anybody here want to smoke a joint? And they fucking light it up, and they're all getting high, dog. And then that one of the dudes goes, can I buy pot off you? And the next scene is when he catches his girlfriend fucking.
Damn.
I like the scene where Belushi is watching them fuck, and then he gets a boner. He's on the ladder, and the boner pushes him back, and he eats it.
I just remember the food fight scene from that.
Yeah.
I like when he's jumping around with the ladder, bro, to door.
Yeah, right? Caddyshack's the best.
I wanted to do that one time, but then we don't know enough pervert shit.
Peeping Tom.
You know Caddyshack?
Right? Yeah, man.
Fucking
Caddyshack.
Best, right?
Hey, man, the world needs dig diggers, too.
Yeah, ditch diggers.
That's the first time I ever saw a movie where white people had more than one kid.
Wow.
Because besides the Brady Bunch, they never show like white people with a bunch of kids, only like Mexicans and blacks.
Swiss Family Robinson.
But when as soon as but bro, that's just make believe an island. The Waltons, come on, bro.
The Waltons.
They didn't even struggle.
Eight
is enough, bro. I'm talking about like in the beginning of the movie of Caddyshack.
Yeah.
That fool had like nine brothers.
Bro. Oh yeah, that was
a
weird,
big ass
right?
family.
Yeah.
That's a true story, right? Bill Murray. That's based on Bill Murray's family. Yeah.
Yeah, his brother wrote it. Bob Murray.
Really?
Brian Doyle Murray. He's right there, bro.
Yeah. There he is. Right there, yeah.
Are you here for the groundhog?
Yeah.
Oh, groundhog. What movie, bro, no matter if it's on, you're going to watch it in a hotel room.
Oh,
no matter
Casino,
what movie.
Casino, Goodfellas.
Oh, movies Godfather.
Like that. Yeah, always.
Every time.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that's a cool movie.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Lethal Weapon 1?
No.
Well, he said yes. We got one guy.
Jaws.
Back to school.
Jaws every time. Doesn't matter where it's at. I sit down and start watching Jaws.
Get out of the water. Get
100%.
Out of the water.
Jaws is the best.
Burn After Reading, bro. Any Coen
movie.
Any Coen movie, I could watch it all day long.
Oh, fucking No Country for Old Men. The masterpiece there, dude.
We've seen it one time.
Yeah, one time?
Well, it popped up like just recently.
Oh,
yeah. I watch that movie all the time, bro.
Yeah, that shit does not get old.
No Country?
No Country for Old Men.
That's movies.
Burn After Reading, bro. I watched that shit a lot, man.
Yeah. Super Bad.
Super Bad.
That one's
funny ass movie.
That's great.
And Old Brother, We're Out Though.
Yeah. Great one.
Anything with
Easy
George
money.
Clooney, bro.
Easy money.
Anything with I like the Wes Andersons, you know?
Michael Clayton.
Oh, yeah, man. I could watch those movies all day, man. Moonlight Kingdom.
Moonlight Kingdom.
Moonlight Kingdom. Fuck yeah.
They killed that dog. Man, I love that dog.
Oh, they stabbed him, huh?
With an arrow.
Oh,
shot him with an arrow.
That was a good ass movie.
That's
man.
A great film. Cub Scouts. Were you in the Cub Scouts?
Hell no. I wasn't gang, bro.
Yeah.
We started house fires.
Same thing. Cub Scouts is a gang.
That's funny. We had a Cub Scout run by a Salvadorian guy. We call it Boy Scouts.
Oh, my God.
Cerote. Vamos a la cabana.
Cub Scouts.
So what's up, fool? You got a girlfriend? You're married or what?
No, man. Comedy is my life. That's all I do.
Well, she's been cheating on you, bro.
I know, right?
She's been seeing other comics.
Cost me a lot of money. All I do is comedy and my podcast 7 days a week and audition. That's it.
And you don't eat sugar no more.
No, I quit it 18 months ago, May 1st.
I was thinking about that, man. How much fucking sugar are you eating, bro? You like candy canes? Or you're the kind of guy that'll grab a candy no matter where it's at?
Every day I'd eat candy.
Hard candy?
Like sometimes I'd be eating candy in bed. You know what I mean? Like Swedish Fish. I'd have a bag and I'd wake up.
Hey, D, are you jerking off? No. Let me open up a candy.
Yep. That's it, dude. Swedish Fish, gummy bears, licorice.
The only other person that I didn't go to your house long enough to know you had candy, but. Yeah. So Dickie Fuller, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And Kane Lopez, when I went to their house one time, a couple of times, their fucking center dish of the living room always have fucking candy. I mean. Yeah. Fucking full of chocolates, full of grandma candy, horrible
C's candy.
C's. I hate that. It was always full of fucking candy. Those fuckers love sugar. In my house, I never had candy like that. They'll be gone.
Man, I can't.
Is that your shit too? Your real sweet tooth?
Big time. Like, it's so brutal. I couldn't even, like, I mean, you know why? Like, I quit drugs, no problem. But can't, you know, sugar you've been doing since you're like 5 months old, you know, like cereals. And candy anything when you're a kid has, you know, pancakes, French toast, everything.
What caused you to stop consuming?
Diabetes, man.
Are you borderline or are you actually
diabetic?
No,
I got it. Yeah, but it's gone now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to check. I'm all right.
Ray, you got to get checked.
I'm good. I'm vegan.
Did you feel messed up or what?
Oh, God, yeah. It came out of nowhere.
Well, I'm lying. I checked myself when I was living in Glendale, and I was all right 2 years ago. But
how old are you?
49.
Yeah, you got checked, dude.
No, I checked myself 2 years ago. They said I was fine. They found crack.
Found crack.
That's funny, man. But I thought maybe you had a sugar high because of the heroin. You know, a lot of heroin addicts. When they're off heroin, right. They start fucking eating candy canes.
Well, when you quit booze, too, because, you know, booze is all sugar. So you look for some other kind of sugar. And that a lot of people, I remember this one guy, he quit booze, and he just started eating those Haagen-Dazs bars every day at, like, noon. And he just, all of a sudden, he weighed, like, 340. I was like, dude, you know, you can't fucking do that, you know?
Well, you were kind of chubby, huh? Before?
Yeah, I weighed 200. Wow. I weighed 196, and now I weigh 160.
I weigh 280, bro.
280. Yeah, but you're taller than me.
Yeah, man, I was a 300 one time, then I went vegan, but now I'm trying to go back to 265, bro, or 250, maybe.
How do you gain weight from being a vegan? Because most vegans look like Ian. They're, like, really skinny.
I eat a lot of crops.
Bread.
Oreos.
Bread. Oh,
soda.
Oreos. Oh.
Butter, flour. But today, lately, for the last 2 weeks, I haven't drank a soda.
Fuck soda.
I'm drinking orange juice, but I haven't drank a soda.
Look a little thinner, dude.
The farthest I go is orange juice, but, man, I've been craving that. Like, when I came in there and I saw that Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And I saw that, yeah, man.
You know what I drink
love
now?
Love soda, bro.
That Topo Chico or whatever. That shit.
Mineral water?
Yeah, but the lime one, man. No sugar in it. Tastes great.
I literally have a Sun Tea right here.
I had one at the
that was the ice coffee.
Week.
Oh man, I can't. I fuck with iced coffee, man. They don't
love it.
They don't do me right.
Really?
I don't. They don't get me like a real coffee.
Yeah.
No, it
fucks me up, dog.
You don't like black coffee?
Yeah, black.
You like black?
Yeah, I drink it black.
I remember like 2 years ago. It's like, you know, just saying like you don't really taste it when you start hitting it with creamer and shit. When you
fuck
actually
all that.
The
I like
taste of coffee. You start
you like
going,
it black
damn,
too.
I love it, boy.
Yeah, when I first met Lisa, she was drinking it black. I said, "Who is this trailer trash? Who's this truck driver right here?"
Yeah, the truck driver.
What was she going through meetings? I thought she was going to meetings, bro.
It's way better, man. You get the taste of coffee.
But now I like the taste, and I could tell shitty coffee. Yeah. And I'm going to put it out there, man. If you ever have a meeting with Felipe Esparza, you want to meet me somewhere, and the coffee they make there says ground coffee, I'm not going to show up. Groundworks. Yeah. That's the worst fucking coffee in a fucking LA.
Groundworks
sucks.
Is it like a new coffee shop or something?
No, man. Just a flavor, man. It's just like, they try to be all fancy, bro, but I don't like perfume coffee, bro.
Yeah. You know, I love coffee, man. I'll have like three a day. You know, just black coffee, iced black coffee. It's great.
With bread, you put a toast in it.
I got no bread. Can't eat bread, man.
Sugar.
Yeah, because the flour turns to sugar.
Where'd you get your recipes and stuff from?
I got a book. I'll send it to you. There's a guy who wrote this book.
The Hellraiser's book.
I'll tell you the book right now, because what it does is it resets your body. It's called The End of Diabetes. And it's an incredible book, and the guy has all kinds of...
Even your tattoos lost weight, bro.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because he looks way smaller than when we seen you in Arizona. Because I haven't seen you in a long time.
Right. The ink is fading.
Yeah, he looks small, dude.
What? What's that?
He's kind of chubby.
His name is Dr. Furman, yeah. This is a great book,
Eat
man.
Eat to Live is the title of that book that you have?
No oil, vegetable.
Yeah, I did all vegetable foliage.
I reset my whole body. I went vegan for 2 months, and then no more diabetes. You know what I mean? And now I've learned how to eat. You know, even when I'm on the road, when the guy picks me up at the airport, I go stop at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, and I get my own shit. And because, you know, that's where the deadly, where you die at. You're at the club. It's like... Second show, you're like, oh, you get the mozzarella sticks.
That was my shit, Dean, man. I swear to God, man. Like fried motherfucking food at the clubs.
Right?
I used to love mozzarella sticks, bro. With
Me
the nachos.
Too. That San Jose Improv, they bring you up 12 of them.
I dip one dip is marinara, the next dip is ranch. Or honey mustard, too.
I can't believe that. I used to order the mozzarella sticks. The fried calamari as an appetizer, those two things.
Yeah,
and then, of course, you know, I will order a meal, too, and a nachos to go.
right? You always get the one.
You got to take chicken tenders to go, too, because the microwave in the hotel
room. Yeah, they last.
You got to warm that shit up.
Chicken tenders to go, always.
Hell yeah, man. Buffalo.
Going back to your Dodger days, you know, taking on the dogs.
Hell yeah. What's up, fool? Check out Dean DeRay this week at the Stan Comedy Club in New York City. He's doing the New York City Comedy Festival. And check him out at the Punchline in Sacramento with Joey Coco Diaz. Right, Joey?
That's right, cocksuckers. It's going to be me and the little Delraiser.
He's replacing Lee Sayed.
He's gone. One more fucking
We're going
to
give him a star of death.
Don't forget to check out the Let There Be Talk podcast, too, right?
Let There Be Talk, not Let There Be Cock.
Let There
Be Talk podcast with Dean DeRay.
Yeah, on the All Things Comedy Network.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. He's got, I don't know how he gets all these rock stars on his show, bro. Yeah, what are you promising him?
The drummer for Mastodon. That was cool.
I just had Nikki Six on for Motley Crue. That was incredible.
We ain't hating.
No.
We had Rodrigo on yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? Thank you to Dean DeRay.
Thanks for having me,
buddy.
Thank you so much.